This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A CDC advisory panel meets today to talk about expanding COVID booster shots. Parts of the Midwest are battling a COVID surge that's getting worse. The AP said Donahue's got this.
In Michigan, some schools are taking next week off for the Thanksgiving holiday instead of just 3 days. In Detroit, the school district says it's switching to online learning on Fridays in December. Only 35% of eligible residents in Detroit are fully vaccinated. In Minnesota, the Defense Department is sending medical teams to two hospitals next week to immediately treat patients and help weary healthcare workers. Cold weather states like New Hampshire and North Dakota have seen a spike in cases.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy delayed a vote on the Democrats' social and environment bill by speaking all night on the House floor, blasting the Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, for a spending bill Republicans say just costs too much.
Has it gone so far that the Democrats think they control everything? This is not Pelosi's house. This is the people's house.
Yeah. A House vote on the spending bill is still expected today, and then it would go to the Senate. Closing arguments Monday in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial. The defense has rested. Travis McMichael testified that Arbery, a black man, did not threaten him in any way before McMichael pointed his gun at him. McMichael said when he got hit in the face, he fired his gun. McMichael and his father chased Arbery after he ran past their home from a house under construction. The prosecution says there's no evidence that Arbery committed any crimes. The judge at Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial is banning MSNBC from the courthouse after a freelancer was accused of following a bus carrying the jurors. The jury returns for day four of deliberations today. This is AP News. Are you doing your holiday shopping yet? The AP's Jennifer King says sales are booming at two department store chains.
Macy's and Kohl's announced strong sales and share earnings for the fiscal third quarter. Specialty retailers Victoria's Secret and Bath & Body Works also posted strong results. Macy's earned $239 million in the third quarter after posting a loss of $91 million last year. Sales at stores opened at least a year rose over 35%. Kohl's said it earned $243 million. That compares with a loss of $12 million or 8 cents per share last year. And the launch of Sephora shops at Kohl's is getting a good response, with 25% of those customers new to the retailer. Kohl's CEO said that supply chain problems are still delaying shipments, especially women's clothes, and combined with lower inventory targets, the company may have missed an opportunity. I'm Jennifer King.
Gas prices are holding steady at $3.41 a gallon, says the AAA. A year ago, gas was $2.11 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.